Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays with Medium Kim McBride. Join us as she unapologetically delivers life lessons to catapult you into enlightenment while peppering it with metaphysical topics.
It's Thanksgiving, a time that every blogger, article, magazine, and person quotes, "And what are you grateful for?" Vomit. All that's good and dandy, and maybe looking at the good and grateful things in your life might feed your soul for, I don't know, a moment or a day, but I don't think it causes long-lasting change as one would hope. I'd like to suggest something slightly different. It might seem counterproductive, but stay with me here. Now, I'm making this statement because I see that most people are tilted to the negative side. Now, I'm not saying they are negative people. I'm saying that they are tilted to the negative side, which is based on the habitual habit we develop by looking at things that happen to us through what I call the worry glasses. You know, the distantly related to the famous rose-colored glasses, but they're on the other side of the family. Worry glasses, as I defined it, is which has a behavior of seeing disasters or problems in the near distance in a distorted way. They distort the size and the impact on your life, which of course causes an emotional impact and reaction from the one wearing them. The problem with worry glasses is there's a tendency to not take into consideration that what skills did you have that to pivot in the anticipation of this issue? What are your talents did you enhance, dust off, or find for coming up with new options to deal with this problem? Or even what help that could possibly intervene, like from the living or the universe sends help? Worry glasses just keep this big thing rolling towards us and amplifies it. And that scares the shit out of us. So how do you make positive, real change in this Thanksgiving season with these worry glasses that are so easily at your disposal? First, we do the opposite of what others do. Instead of looking what is currently around us that we're grateful for, let's start in the past. I think that hindsight is where clarity can hide. See, we need to take the time to think about the big disasters that have already come down the pike. And this is an exercise for you to do. Think back to one such past disaster and remember what your process was. First, what did you think would happen at the time of this perceived disaster? Remember all your fears, your reactions, your thoughts. See, by checking in on your thoughts, it gives you clarity as to the script you replay over and over again when a perceived disaster is on the horizon. Number two, did what you thought would happen, did it really happen? If your main thought was that this disaster was a number 10, what number was it really in the end? Maybe a 4 or a 5? Number three, how did you pivot? What did you do to get out of the way of the disaster or prepare yourself better? Number four, what skills did you uncover or learn because of it? Five, what help or assistance did you receive? Did you get surprise help or did you plan people to come and help you? Six, what impact did this situation have on your life long term? Seven, what unexpected gifts came from this event? Eight, how is your life better because of the event? See, by taking yourself through this exercise, and taking the time to review and refresh your memory of the events that have already happened allows you to see the bigger picture. You need to see it as a whole event from start to finish and not just focus on the scary disaster itself. So how can this exercise have a long-term benefit? First, don't look at it as a Debbie Downer experience. You know, we need to use this exercise to remind us of our tenacity, our determination, our strong will, and our perseverance, and help from the universe. We can get through this stuff. Honey, you've been here before, you'll be here again. But the next time you don't have to allow your worry glasses to distort the issue and make you fall into fearful, reactive behavior again. Now, Continue on with this. Take it further. Once you've done one review of a past disaster, go to the next one. Look at the last three or four perceived disasters, because we all have them. See how you prevailed, how you weathered through it all. You are a much stronger person because of these disasters. You can weather any storm. Just keep your feet on the ground and the confidence in yourself to figure out the ebbs and flows of life. And for goodness sake, don't constantly wear those worry glasses. Break the habitual habit of how you view the world. Not saying you should go to the cousin rose-colored glasses, for that's not a balanced way of seeing life either. But there has to be a more balanced viewpoint that needs to be found. So go find it. At least find it for you. And then this will be a real long-lasting Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Kim McBride. For more practical advice with a punch, visit us at kimmcbride.com.